Greetings in Jesus' name on this 22nd day of October, the year of our Lord, 2019. It's currently 42 chilly degrees outside with the sunshine peeping up over the treetops, and it's going to be another beautiful day here in the southern Maine region of New England. We're rejoicing in how good our great God is and all that He is accomplishing here in New England. We're rejoicing in the fact that many have come to Christ as of late, and many of those are children. And I'm grateful for child evangelism. I was 6 years old when the Lord dealt with me, and I came under deep conviction. I remember the day whenever I was disturbed about my spiritual condition, and oh, the Spirit of God made it so real in my life. And as a child of 6 years old, I received Christ as my Savior. I remember the day when the Lord saved me. And oftentimes, when you think back on those times, you get real happy and you get real excited and you say, thank God, I'm glad I'm saved. And so we're rejoicing in that. Was able to share the gospel with a gentleman yesterday of around 24 years old. And that was a great delight, a great joy. And so I'm praising the Lord for that. And we're believing God that He would just move in power and great glory. And we could see people come to Christ and see people discipled and trained in the work of the Lord. Today we're very busy with bus maintenance and road maintenance and all kind of items that are part of the ministry. So thank you for praying for us tonight. God willing, I'll be teaching at our local squadron of the Civil Air Patrol on character development instruction, and I'm believing God for a wonderful day today. Thank you for praying for me. In your Bibles today, I want you to look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 and verse number 27. The Bible says, I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. Now, we must give a little bit of the context of this passage so that we could fully understand what's going on. They didn't have the privilege that we have today. Most of you that are listening to the sound of my voice today have the distinct privilege of having a copy of the Word of God in your hand or in your bookshelf or on your bookshelf. And several of us have several copies of the Word of God. I happen to have two here on my desk, or actually three now that I look around and say three on my desk. I have a Bible that I preach from, and since 1991, I bought it directly from Cambridge Press there in England in 1991. Been preaching from that Bible since 1991. My deacon calls it my stinky Bible. Now, don't take offense by that. He just says I've preached from it so long that it's just covered with spittle. It has a little bit of an odor to it, but that's okay. And then I have another Bible that I've been preaching from for many, many years, and it's a Bible that has the same print from Cambridge, but it was made by local church publishers. And now we all have a copy of the Bible. And here in this passage of Scripture, they were not able to have a copy like we have today, but they were able to have just that epistle that had been written by holy men of old. The Apostle Paul penned this down through the pen of inspiration. And so they have this copy of this letter. And he tells them that I want this epistle. I want this letter to be read unto all the holy brethren. And he's not just telling them this, but the Bible tells us that he's charging you. And he's not just charging you, but he is charging you by the Lord. Now, I've read this passage of Scripture countless times through the years. And as I've read this passage of Scripture, I've never quite noticed it like I did today as I was reading it in my morning Bible devotions. Here, we have a charge that we just pause in what we're doing and we read this letter to all the holy brethren. Now, let's ask ourselves, when was the last time that we opened up the Bible in the church house and read 1 Thessalonians to the church. When was the last time we did that? Well, that's what I thought the answer would be. That's the answer that I would give. We have not done this. And here the charge is to read this epistle unto all the holy brethren. And may the Lord allow us to accept this charge heartily. And may we be people of the book at our local assemblies. And may God do that work that only He can do in our midst. You've been listening to the Wings of the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.